It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. June 23rd, 1868, Christopher Latham Sholes, Carlos Glidden, and Samuel Sowell of Milwaukee, Wisconsin receive a patent for an invention called a typewriter. Only had capital letters and fit in a box about 2 feet square and 6 inches high. 1958, Texas Instruments dedicates their semiconductor building located along North Central Expressway in Dallas, Texas. 1964, a patent is issued to Jack St. Clair Kilby for his invention, miniaturized electronic circuits, later known as integrated circuits. In 1971, RFC-172 was released, otherwise known as the File Transfer Protocol. 1983, Paul Makapetris and Jonathan Bruce Postel at the University of Southern California run the first successful test of their automated domain name system, which allowed users to get human-readable names instead of needing the machine's physical address. 1996, Nintendo 64 video game system console is launched in Japan, featured a 64-bit 93.75 MHz MIPS R4000 series RISC main processor, 64-bit 62.5 MHz graphics and sound coprocessor, and 4.5 megabytes of RAM. It would cost you 25,000 yen. 1997, Eastman Kodak Company and Motorola announced a technology partnership to develop new lightweight, inexpensive digital cameras. And the United States Supreme Court refuses to review the case in Alpex Computer Corp versus Nintendo, letting the verdict that Nintendo had not infringed on a patent owned by Alpex stand. 1998, the WM Polyposter macrovirus is first detected, and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia overturned an injunction that had prohibited Microsoft from requiring computer makers that license Windows 95 operating system to also use the Microsoft Internet Explorer browser. And in 1999, AMD announces that it will market the processor codenamed K7 as Athlon processor. It was chosen by AMD as a short for decathlon. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. Back in at 2003, Apple releases version 1.0 of the web browser called Safari, which Steve Jobs had announced on January 7th of 2003. Intel released the 3.2 GHz Pentium 4 processor, featuring hyper-threading and a system bus of up to 800 MHz, $637. Microsoft released the mobile computing operating system Windows Mobile 2003, came in four editions, Windows Mobile 2003 for Pocket PC Premium Edition, for Pocket PC Professional Edition, and for smartphones, and Mobile 2003 for Pocket PC Phone Edition. It was all codenamed Ozone. Also in 2003, San Jose, California, Apple Computer holds the Worldwide Developers Conference. Apple announces the new Power Mac G5 computers with Power PC 970 processors operating at up to 2 gigahertz. And version 0.3 of Miranda IM, a minimalistic open source multi-protocol instant messenger designed for Microsoft Windows, is released. 2004, Google acquires 2.6% stake in Baidu, the leading Chinese search engine, for $5 million. Intel released the Pentium M715 and 725 processors with speeds of 1500 and 1600 MHz. And Yahoo changes their instant messaging language again to prevent third-party services such as Trillion from accessing the service. They would write their own programs, which would then pull from Yahoo and MSN Messenger, so they could give you an all-in-one instant messaging service. 2005, Mozilla Foundation announces that Firefox 1.1, which would then become Firefox 1.5, and other Mozilla products would no longer support Mac OS X 10.1. 2007, PSP updates their firmware to their popular game system. Because of the upgrade, the internal clocks went from 266 MHz to 333. Also in 2007, Zero Air Pollution, otherwise known as ZAP, announced that their another new entry into the electric car stable was a sedan that would reach top speeds of 100 miles per hour. Also in 2007, Apple passes Amazon to become the number three music retailer. And three armed men were walked into a Texas store with guns and robbed them blind. Well, what did they take? Cell phones. $50,000 worth of them. 2008, Gartner announces that they have counted over a billion computers and have been sold. Further, they had announced by 2014 there would be 2 billion computers sold. HP announces the True 64 Unix Advanced File System, which would be available under the Open Source General Public License version 2. Also in 2008, Oracle acquires Skywire, who develops software designed to manage insurance policies from their initial creation, rating, and oversight by insurance agents and brokers. And Disney sells Movies.com to Fandango for an undisclosed amount. And in 2009, MySpace announced 300 job cuts on their international staff. That was in addition to the 500 jobs it announced the week before. Also in 2009, although he wasn't working, Steve Jobs returned to Apple headquarters for the first time in 6 months. It was reported that he had the liver transplant. And Intel and Nokia pair up on a long-term relationship to produce chips for mobile devices.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and Geekazine.com.